No. הרוץ חבר של משנה. רוץ חבר של פרוטה ונשבלו. יוכלנו אחר ומודאי. Take a look in Rashi. יוכלנו אחר ומודאי. אין לו כפורת שיחסו לנגזל עצמו דחסיב לאשר הוא לא. It could be interpreted as talking about carbon. One could be medayik it from Rashi. But if so, would not apply bezman hazeh. Take a look in Shulchan Aruch. Shulchan Aruch says like this. Simen Shin Samach Zayin. Agoz is chavero, avishakafabo, hoel velo nishba, im chazav ahoda, ino chay lidoch acha abayim ha'achzulayim. I don't have to chase down the bayim. Yehe biyodo ad shiyavo. Let's say, someone the tourist came from the United States, Eretz Yisrael, and I stole his wallet. Goes back to the United States. Do I have to get on a plane and go to the United States and give it back to him? What am I thinking of? So, if I was not Nishba, Machaba says that I don't have to go. Let's see the Lashon HaRambam. Perek Zayin Halacha Tes Digzela. Hagoz chaver avi shekofa bo, hovel velo nishba, im chozev ahod en chayv liyodov hachabayim, shiyachtu na moment shebiyodov. Yeah! Maybe our cousin, and she will have by it. We shall have him. So, but that doesn't apply if I stole money from a tourist here. If I stole money from someone in a different part of Yerushalayim, if I stole, I'm here, I stole money from someone in Har Nof, do you have to come here, or I have to go there? Mano nishba, call him up and say, I have your money, come pick it up. Ashivo says, the Ramah, the Yodia also, but you have to inform them. Harosh, the Torah. So if you take a look in the Sma, he says, okay. For Yidlu Eshel Avom Nishba Al Shava Pruta Malach Machayev Lirdof Acha Abaylam. But if I was Nishba, it has nothing to do with carbon. This man has said there's no carbon. So in the Rambam, you can't tell what the Rambam does. The Rambam talks as Halachas. He's talking, he's sitting in the base of Hiddush. He's talking, it's halach, it's an ideal situation. But Shulchan Aruch is talking, halach l'maisa today, there's no korban. So he says, there's a difference between nishba and not. Nishba al shava pruta, malachayav liyadov hachabayim, et sheyach tzulahim afilu heim b'yayayam, neshek fayinis ya'ashu. If you take a look here at the Sma, yodi osam, it's a Lashon HaTor. She yodianu lo malo kach v'kach gazalti bo v'knei. This is what I took from you. Come and kechenu, take it. You have to send a shliach. They didn't have telephones then. Mogam Shushom, Shekach Alashain Tsurch, the Tapel Bashlichas Hagzele Lushom. I don't have to send the object there and take a chryas for it. Lashon Rambam Muchach says the Sma, Dulo Sir Lehoch. I don't have to do it. Elashia Biyodo, I'd Shiavom out. They have to come by themselves. They have to be aware. So what are we talking about? We're talking about the person's aware who took it. He's not aware who took it. I can sit down and say, wait, if he figures out who took it, the police have an investigation. No. The question is, he's aware who took it. He's aware where it is. Do I inform him that I'm ready to give it back to him or not? When he shows up in the city, okay, says the shach. Okay. Yes. Veneer the Fianes died to Shakama Ramba Machava Modum Circle Shlach Hodia. You have to send someone to tell him this is who I am, this is where it is, I'm ready to give it to you. Rosh says it, Vain Varam near him, and he doesn't like the Shach. The Vada that's a Rambam Shulroch ain't Circle Hodia. Okay. So this is, but Hashavas HaGzela does not include my running after him and giving it. Hashavas HaGzela, nowadays you can pick up a telephone, it's here, I'm ready. Okay. Only Nishba, I have to chase it and deposit it into his hand. L'asher hu lo yitnenu b'yom hashmoso. That's telling me not only it's Ma'akiv and Korban, it's Ma'akiv and Gzela. Hashavas HaGzela is Ma'akiv and Korban. Hashavas HaGzela is Ma'akiv and Korban. So when the Pasuk and Korban is telling you how to be Mekayim, you're Hashavas HaGzela. Now that we get into the Gemara about Shava Pruta. Shava Pruta goes like this. You go to Pachas Mishava Pruta. It's you're not allowed to do it. You're not allowed to do it. Now, just want to cover all the points. You understand? You go to Pachas Mishava Pruta. Take a look. Now, Reb Chaim takes for granted, and almost everyone takes for granted, that certainly Tosus, our Tosus, Tosus, and Marcus Tosus, in countless places, Baba Kam and Shas, is very, very clear that there is a Chiyuv Hashavas HaGzela, Hashavas HaGzela. If the object is around, the object is not around. If it's around, you give the object back. If it's not around, you Mekayim Hashava through money, Mahi, Hei, Mali, Demeh. Clear. The Rambam in Hilchos Gzela and Hilchos Gneva is very clear that if the object's not around, it's a Chiyuv Tashluma, it's not a Chiyuv Hashava. Now, what to do with the Rambam Sefer Mitzvahs? It's complicated. I've never figured that out. So, but Chaim and all Achorim take that for granted in the Rambam. So we'll work with that, and hopefully by the time we finish the year, we'll figure out what's doing in Sefer Mitzvahs. Now, Elocha V'Shava Pruta. V'Shava Pruta is, Pachas V'Shava Pruta is not Momon. The Gemara says Nitin L'Mechila. So the Gemara is talking about Gozel Pachas Shut Mayakim, it's the Gemara in Avodah Zarah. The Jew is Mochlem Pachas V'Shava Pruta. So, well, what does that have to do with not being Momon? Is it dependent on Mechila? Dependent? The answer is simple. What defines what is Momon? What people normally pay attention to as being something valuable. If people are Mochel on something that's of small amount of money, that gives it a din of Ein Shava Pruta. That's the Pashtus. Now, that is that's the Pashtus. Now, except the Rambam happens to have a whole different approach. Rambam is very clear that Rambam says it very clearly. Pachas Mishav Aprut is not Mama. On the other hand, what is the Shava Pruta? It could be, it depends what people pay attention to. That's it. Okay. So, Rambam says, no. It is the value of money of a Chatzi Sa'ora of Kesef. Take a standard barley seed and weigh that amount of silver, defined in terms of a certain amount of money, and that value of that amount of silver for barley seed is 2 prutas. Half of that is a pruta. It's an absolute value. According to the Rambam, what was nitn lemechila b'shas matan Torah, it's a shir like all shirim in the Torah, that was koveya ledore doros. What is a shava pruta? What is mama? Inachanayim began by Mechila, but that depends on a certain period of history, and that's Nikvaladoros. Now, of course, this is, not everyone agrees with that. I'm not getting to the whole thing, how to define Shavuot Pruta, just where it's coming from. And it's a long shach, a long grah, beginning Hilchos Pidyon HaBen and Hilchos Torah V'Nitin. Where they say, well, what may have been the value of silver at one time, not the value of silver today. And that amount of silver, no one pays attention to them. So there's a whole arichas, how there it's no gear to Pidyon HaBen, and it's no gear to Tainus and Besdin, but that is where Shavuot Pruta is, just giving you very general things. The Rambam says very clearly in Hilchos Geneva. Rambam says in Hilchos Geneva. Kol Agonev Momon. Geneva's Momon, Mishavuot Pruta, and above. Over Alosa, Shinema, Lo Signovu. Vein Lokan Alavse, Shari Nitla Tashlumen. Shaganach Yiv also Torah L'Shalim. And the Rambam says, also no kol shehu. So the Lotsa say the Rambam defines in terms of Momon, in terms of Shavuot Pruta. But then he says, also no kol shehu. I call also Shlo Yargal Atzma B'kach. Shlo Yargal Atzma B'kach. And the Rambam's quoting a Torah Skonim. And the Rambam gets that out of Torah's comments, interesting. And Lo Signovu. So Ket Magamish said, okay, it's like Chatzi. It's like Chatzi Shir. Prime has simple Kashi. Gnevu depends on Momon. There's a difference between Chatzi Shir in Achila and Chatzi Shir in Gnevu. If I have a chatzi shir of nevela, it's nevela. I've eaten a chatzi shir of nevela. Chatzi pruta isn't moment that defines the yisur. Chaim said, if you take a look in the Torah's Kohanim, it's a separate yisur. That's why I'm shalo yargal atzma b'kach. It's yog the rice. And what chatzi shir means, because chatzi shir, those of you in my shir, for shuas, remember, chatzi shir too many rishonim. It's a siyog derais. Don't put your hand on somebody else's money. Why? The moment you put your hands on someone else's money, you're going to end up being a ganav. Don't get used to putting your hands on somebody else's money. Okay, so the issa gneva, no, and that's also the mitzvah hashava. So let's take a look in the Mishnah. Yeah. Proof Gimel says, what about Nosan Loas, a Kemal also, a Homish Mochloka, Chutz mi Pochas mi Shava Pruta? Rashi says, in Rashi later on in Tufay says not Momo. Chutz mishava puta, pochas mishava puta. So the Gemara says like this: Tufay, Amar of Papa, Ushana Lasha Eng Zela Kayemes. The Gzel is not around. I will Gzela Kayemes. If the tzorach leilachach of Shema tiyake, maybe it'll go up in price. I remember a papa loshna gzele kayev loshna eng gzele kayev. The tzorach leilachach of Shema tiyake lo chay shim. Okay, that means I stole from you 10 prutas, and you were mochel 9.5 prutas. So, the second Lashon Rapapa, Lashon Gzeila Kayemes, I don't have to go after the Shema Tiyake Lo Chay Shema. So what's the halacha? Let's take a look what the Rambam, how the Rambam paskins there. Rambam paskins in a very interesting way. Dal Gzeila Yud Aleph. Tone is chaver, no. Zayin gzera yirav, yeah. Nosso zayin gzera yirav, it's a mistake here. Nosso seker, nosso zechom, osho shemocho. Chutz mi pochaz mi shavar puto bekeren, ene tzorch lo lechachro. Yavo ha nigzol, v'yito os ha-sha'ar. The nigzol comes and picks up the pochaz mi shavar puto. Why? It says Mammon, or does it in Hashava? So, if you take a look in the Tor brings this Rambam. Shin Samach Zayin. Dalin. I gave you back 9.5 prutas. Or you mochel chutz mi shavah pruta. Tzorch leiloch achrof. Afilu shagzeila kayemes. Lo chashin and shemet. Repirish, reset. Afilu nisyake ain't tzorch achziro. If it goes up in price. Kevin shepam achas lo hoitz shavah pruta. Because you are ready, Makayim, Chashav, Ramak, Chosav, Shitzorch, Lach, Zirulo. Rah says, no. I will call to my Chenisha, Beyodo, Shavar, Prut, Zorch, Lach, Zirulo. A Shluch. Okay. So he said, that's one Machlokas. But now, what happens, Afilu Gzela Kayemes. Here he doesn't quote the Shitus Haramba. This Yosef, when it says in Shulchan Aruch, let's take a look. Shin Samach Zayin. David. Herzlu kol hagnei, Shin Samach Zayin Gimel, excuse me. O shemoch lo aleho, chutz mipoch lo shara prutem, in a tzorach lo lechachrof. Elo yavo ha-nigzol v'yitol ha-sha'ar. Quotes the Rambam. That means, and the Sma explains why I was chay of Hashava on 10. Now I did it with 9.5. I still have a half. Kenu loshen Rambam. Says this, Ratzalom Avshu Pochzim Shavar Pruta Batoras Hashavahu. Even though there's a din Hashava, even on the Pochzim Shavar Pruta, came the Metchila Gozal Yosem Shavar Pruta. I stole more than a Shavar Pruta. It's how he's interpreting the Rambam. We're going to see the Tosfos. We'll see the Rishonim on this. Okay. V'lo hechsekulo elashen emuchuyuv lahotzio lahotzo or b'hashavosa. Comes the Sma with a whole invention in the Shitas Rambam. Do I have to spend money on? Now we're not talking about carbon. We're talking about and not talking about shua. It says Godel Chavero Nishba Shava Prutuma. So what are we talking about? He's Nishba. Even Nishba Yoloch Achrenu Lamodai doesn't apply to Pochus Mishava Prutuma. But there's a Chiyav Hashava. The Gam Pochus Mishava Prutuma is a Gezer Yeshba. He says. Bezdin will not enforce it. So the way the Sma understands is very, very interesting. That the Zechiv Hashava, until I give you back, until I give you back everything. Yochach Ramona means it's going to cost me something. Wait a second. I don't have to spend money on your Pochus Mishava Prutuma. But if I gave you back 9, and you are on the other side of the world after getting the plane, cost me who knows what to give you back, the whole thing is nishba. That's the way the Sma understands it. But, and it's within nishba. And he says, but he's saying something interesting. The Chiv Hashova exists until I give you back absolutely everything. The moment I was Chayiv Hashova because I took a Shova Prut. But separate Aloch Yochanach Ramada in case of Nishba, that's only if it's more than a Shova Prut. However, other Rishonim don't necessarily say that. Other Rishonim, and we're gonna get. If you take a look how the Tur quotes the Ri, he says no. The moment I only owe you Pochus Mishava Pruta, the Chiyav Hashava is Poka. Let's say the thing goes up in price. So Chiyav Hashava is gone. The Rama says, no. He's still a Chiyav Hashava. Chiyav Hashava doesn't go away. I'm holding on to your property. He says, but... So, what's he talking about? Let's take a look how we've shown him in the Sugi here, quoted. He said, but the Re... And the way the Sma understands the Rambam are very, very extreme. The Rambam, I'm not Mekayim Echiv Hashav until I give you back everything. So only one Aloha Pachos Mishav, if it's left, that's if I took a Shav. If something is left over, and once Echiv Hashav sits in, I have to give you back absolutely everything. Not a Yochach Ramona in case Nishba. Okay. The Rebbe says, the moment goes down, Pachos Mishava Prut, gone. And the Rama will see. If you take a look in the Rishon Hashem Atiyakya, here in the Sukkah, Rashba says like this. Shemet Yak lo chashin, midikama lo chashin, shamin, the mechmechash lo chashin, honest yakel achashevi ashamo. But let's say it went up in price after I brought the korban. Lo niskapa, but so hoshi arm acher. Right now, my chiyuv hashava I've fulfilled. But the moment I'm holding on to your property, but it still belongs to the pochus mishava kufa. Actually, the moment I'm holding on to your property, I, as a result of a gzela, and it's more than shava kufa, all of a sudden the chiyuv hashava kicks in again. He says, I can bring the carbon, because he says, wait a second, can I bring a carbon? I can't bring a carbon. If I can bring a carbon, that means I have some kind of chiyuv hashava. So that means right now I have no chiyuv hashava on the pachas mishava pruta that I have. But then it goes up in price. Wait a second. Goes up in price, so I'm holding on to your property. And as a result of an original gzela, I'm holding on to your property as well as an gzela. All of a sudden, the chiyuv hashava that resulted from the original gzela is chosen in the year. I wasn't mekayim it, so the carbon's no good. Which would seem to overlap with what did the Ramah say? Ramah says like this. Now we could go back to the Ramah. Of course, those of you know who are not familiar with the position of the Ramah, you take a look when the Ramban, I don't know if the Ramban learned by the Ramah, but he viewed him as the gadol of the previous door. In a very commanding position in Sfaran. And what happened very rarely at the time, the Rosh Mishantz, who was one of the Gdolei Balei Atosis, used to correspond with him, Ramah, and basically was Makabel Maris from the Ramah. Ramah is one of the Gdolei Arishonim in Sfarad. Ramban viewed him as the Gadol of his previous, he was younger than him previous, and even the Rosh Mishantz in France corresponded to him mitoch Chachnor Gdola. V'haramah kosov shetzorch lazirul lo. Ripersh, I feel him this yak. No, you have to. Calls man shenisha b'yodah shavar puta tzorch lazirul lo. Okay. Now, what does he say? But be very careful. Is he talking about nishba or lo nishba? Careful here, they're talking about nishba. That's why the smart says, in nishba, only in nishba, did the re say that there's no chiyuv hashava b'chlal. Once the chiyuv leiloch achra v'moda is poka, it's poka. He never said the chiyuv hashava sakzela is poka. That's the smart reads the Rambam into the Machaber and all of these people. So there are two levels of Hashav, the Hashav Leiloch Achra L'Modai, and Stam Hashav Sakzela. Question is, if I gave back 9.5, then that half goes up in price, then what happens? So is there then the chiyuv? So the Rashba is very clear. Chiyuv Hashava comes back because the original Maisik say that I'm holding on to something worth more than a Shava Puta. And it wasn't original Chiyuv Hashava. And I wasn't Makayim originally the Chiyuv Hashava. And so therefore, it's Ma'akim and the carbon. The Re, all I know from the Re is, you're not talking about carbon, it doesn't have to Leil Chachra Lamora. Ramah says, I do have to Leil Chachra Lamora. Let's see in the sheet of the other Rishonim how. Let to fill it out. And we'll see the Tosas in, and we'll go back to our Sukkah. Chayshinen Shemet Tisyake. Says the Rosh. V'yetzorach l'hoshi v'nimtza sheba'a. The mind of Moses Shemet Tisyake says, he's l'hoshi v'nimtza b'shatza korban lo'kim mitzvah shashoven. Okay. If it came achakach, we call it a korban's posel. Afal gav the amin l'kaman, he says, we say, this individual was a shavar put. He's throwing something in. That why I intended on stealing it, and I wanted to be cornered after it went down in price. I look at it in two ways. I look at it as the totality, and I look at it individually. The entire gezel was as b'fnei atzma. Avo heichesh hoitz hakol gzele achas. But if it is, here I have individual things, I can look at it as a group, I look at an individual. Avo, he says, heich. The hoysa hakol gzele achas zero ad pochus mishaver pruta nitin li mochel bishem mochel lo bishus gazan ishaka v'shalohu bishem al tach tishaka nimochel. He says, but let's say I stole a loaf of bread, one unit, and I gave it back to you, except a little slice. Then there's mechila. So that means when I look at the totality, see, if I take three different objects, I can look at it both ways, says the Rosh. Look at the totality. It's mechila. Okay. But maybe there isn't a mechila, because even now with Baruch Shemosh, I'm afraid it may go up. He's not sure. But if there is no mechila, so as the Rosh, even if it's one total, and I gave back everything except 10 crumbs, I'm Makayim HaHashov until I give back those 10 crumbs. Says Rosh and Tosh HaShantz, Chai Shin Shem Tzishyake, Chai Amin HaPachos HaShav HaPut, and Mechila Nitzan, Mimid the Matzui, the Kure, Lo Mochel, Kemish Yochel. There's no Mechila in such a case, because it may go up. And the korban posel. So then the Rosh comes back and says, no. He says, if I took everything from the way it would seem from the Lashon of the Gemara, he says, it's what I said before. He's very, very careful. Enochanami, the chiyuv hashava is not, he says. So the Rosh, in his conclusion, see how the Rosh is going back and forth. The Rosh, in his conclusion, says what? That even though later on the chiyuv hashava is going to kick in again, but as long as b'shas maisa, I was mekayim hashava, lemafreyet we don't pass the korban. Okay. So now with this background, let's see what Tosa says. Now let's read the Tosa. The question is, if I stole ten, I'm giving back 9.5. There is a mitzvah chiyuv hashava. There's no chiyuv hashava. It's a gabi korban yeruch achav lamodai. What are we talking about? So let's see what Tosis has to say, and then we'll make one total summation. Because we're trying to be marked here how to look at Chiyuv HaShava. Once it kicks in, where Shava Pruta works, we'll come back to our Tosis and Samachay. So let's see the Tosis here. Perish. Yeshna Be'en. If it's Be'en, Yachzerosa. That means Gozel Sholosh Agudas Begimel Prutus. Im Yechna Ben Machzer Oso Vim Lav Mishalem Le Shavar Prutus Kamar Shoyser Mishalz Gzeilu. Why? Kol HaGazlona Mishalem Kishas HaGzeilu. And therefore, there's a Chiv HaShavar, even though this thing now is Pachas Mishavar Prutus, since I began with the Chiv, this time. Says, and if I stole one, and now it's worth a half a pruta, once I have the chiyav hashava, it continues even on something, pachas mishava pruta. So why did it say three that went down to two? Tell me something extra. I would say no. If I had one, it went down to a half. I wasn't makayim anything, so I have to give it back to makayim hashava. But if I have three and it went down to two, and I gave back you two, and I that now I was makayim hashava on one and a third, so two thirds that's left. So I was makayim hashava ready. Even though my high tana the tana the maizel mashrim in elahecha the gozel achas or huzla hayadam the gozel chometz over a pesach in ravusa, I may and that's something I would not have learned out from the brisa that's brought as a tana tuna as support. The brisa is brought a tana tuna says I sold something, it's worth 1,000 shekel. Now it's worth zero. So therefore, there's a chiyav hashava and a kiyav hashava even on this thing that's zero. But this thing, if it went down to two thirds and one third, and if it went down to each one's down two thirds, and I gave one and a third, and I still hang on to two, I won't have known it. But I may have thought, this is what I may have thought, that I was Mekayim Hashava. So why did Rava speak in this case? Tell me, Ravusa. Kama Rava, Mesura, the Menachar, who's the Mashana Pshitalei? If I stole three agudas and they were in the beginning worth two, and each one is worth two thirds, came to me carbishazel have a mamono. Shamtiakolo chashin. Shidim gozal gimel chal shovel shtei pruto hachsel shnei mehen lo machay. If I, so he says like this. If there are two ways of looking at it, I can look at it as a totality, I can look at it individually. And I have to look at it both ways. So if I have three that are worth two, so the only way there's a chiyav hashava is looking at it as a totality. And then looking at it as a totality, I have some kind of hashava. But if I stole three that are three and they went down to two, in a chanami. So looking at it as a totality as Makayim Hashava, but I also look at it individually. I look at it both ways. So Sistosis. Boy, Rava, Gomal, Borazal, Beshnei, Agudos, Reput, Vehers, Achten, Mahu, Miamrin, Hashtim, Yolek, Exela, Gabe, Dilma, Holo, Hod, Exela. Mitzvah Hashavenka, near the low boiler, Mitzvah Elomaakim, Mitzvah Hashavim, Mew Lokiyim. I was not Makai, my Hashav. Okay. So if I stole two that are equal one, and I gave back one, there's no Kiyim Hashav Bechal. So therefore, so what's the halacha? So the halacha is, so if as far as Bezdin goes, Bezdin doesn't get involved, impulse mishava pruta, but I, in terms of my own chiyav hashava, have to give back the other one. Now let's get back to our Tosfos. Tosfos wants to know Rav's halach. Karen Cain Shagonov. He says, Rav's, that Karen Cain Shagonov, I don't need a pasuk for. It's a Mishnah, and Rav learning from a pasuk to say only Karen Cain Shagonov, and not Kevon Dalavay. Okay. He says, because that's a Mishnah. He says, Vaho de Komer, my time of the Rava, Tushma Gamot Heaven. Cowboy, how do you bring Omakro, the Navel? I can imagine Dark Kerry, Lotash Tomedal. Toma ba gozel kama the omar rova gozel shola shagudas the mafruta the huzu yam do al shnayim hefto shnayim chai vahachsa lo achas mehme tana tuna gozel honzo ala pesa amai lo maisi rai masnim kol gozel manshan sang zelo yesh lo masnim had a bin mishnah I may have made a mistake a gozel honim lo matzi maisi do hosim im isa legzela ben have a bas hashava wait a second if I stole wood and I made a table. So if the wood was still here, it's Chayav Hashava. Not here, Chayav Hashava with money. But that is, I'm talking something of a large value. But, he says, that's why I had the Mishnah. And I may have thought the ilu have a be'en lo shavamidi, since if it's there, it would be afilu hachi, he less be'en mishalim kidmei kara. He said, lo shavi putoho mahavamina. I would have said, oh, ti less be'en nami lo mishalim. I may have made a mistake and said, since if it would be be'en, it's pachas mishava pruta. And there's no chiv hashava, and therefore I wouldn't have to pay anything, because paying is only for hashava. Kamashma, no, I learned from the Brais of Chomet. That it's going to be what do I learn from the Brais of Chomet? That even if it's not worth anything, but since it began with the chiv hashava, the Chiyav Hashava continues. And that's where Tosis is. But Tosis is telling me something much more than that. And that we're going to get to now. And that's what I want. That Harei Shalcha Lefanecha is because I'm Makai. What do I learn from Harei Shalcha Lefanecha? That God's Chomets for Avah Pesach, giving back something that's not worth anything, I am a kayim achiv hashava. Achiv hashava still stays. It began that way. And I'm a kayim achiv hashava, even giving back now something that's worthless. And that is what patzes me in the case of Harei Shalcha Lefanecha. Okay. Now, this is what Tos is about. Ana patinu v'achakos. Masha, the kishen espatma me'aleho, have kishas hamoda bedin.
Rav Eloy said, Gonav Tlev Anasayil, Egel Anasashor, a little calf became a big bull. Nasashini Biyodu Kno. He's going with a shini. Tovachu Mochar, Nachayim, Shalohu Tover, Shalohu Moch. Ezer Rachinin Rav Eloy. Rachinin asked Rav Eloy, Gonav Tlev Anasayil, Egel v'nasashor. Misham tashlum ekev v'tashlum idal v'hei, ken shaganav. Tzar kadach v'kanyi v'shina, amai misham shalot tover shalom mocha. Omalei v'el amai, shini lo konim. If shini is not konim, amai misham if ken shaganav. Why is he paying ken shaganav? V'shalom ki hashtu. Pay like now. Omalei ki hashtu. Why not? Hainu time, lo misham. Mishum de omalei. To regard him, you know, I didn't steal a bull from you. I stole a little calf. Dich regard him, you know. So, Amalai, Rachman Litzim, a high diet. HaKadosh Baruch Hu should save me from such a crazy idea that you just said. Amalai, what did he answer me? Rabbanu Hashem should save me from the crazy idea that you just said. Okay. So, Gemara says like this. Okay, the fourth line. Ad kan lo pligi, the machlokes of chenina rabbi loy, elo bid maso vishin kar maso venshin. Lin shlume kol alma kan mekar mechanim. Everyone says you pay like the original. The ktoni mechanim tashlume kefil, tashlume dal vay, ken shagonav. Name it after the tuf to the Rav. That means even kefil dal vay, ah, that's against Rav. The omer Rav, karen ken shagonav, mechanim tashlume kefil dal vay, ah, I'm going to begin. Omer Rav. Rav comes with this mysterious statement. Now, this mysterious statement is going to be the key to understand many, 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 many things. Tloyim k'nemei kara. Tloyim are mei kara. Domim k'shalashav. Mysterious statement. Says Rashi, other mysterious statement. So I stole a little calf from you. Bezdin catches up with me. By this time, it's a year later, it's a big cow. So I have to give you back the calf. Okay. Says Rashi, Tloyim can be caught. Bolashan and Tloyim. How do I pay the kefil? Let's just talk about kefil, then we'll get to dollars, right? I give you back what I gave you back, but now I have to pay kefil. I give you back a calf. So if I pay with a calf. But if I pay with money, I give you back to the hashta. The money, monetary equivalent of a cow. What's Rashi talking about? According to Rashi, is there a chumash? Give me a chumash. The pasuk says like this. King of each shore sail tvoch mochor. Hamisha boko yishalim tachas hashor. I replaced the shore, I replaced the sea. Here we're talking about Dalad Vehe. So Rashi understood, if I'm coming to replace, I replace what I took. If I'm coming to pay, it's different. Now, here there's a big machlokes ri, Rabbeinu Tam. Take a look at Tosfos, Samachei Omer Aleph. Re Rabbeinu Tam Rosh, and you'll see what I said yesterday. That according to the Rosh, the kefil dal vehei are holding onto the object. See how that fits in with the Re and Rabbeinu Tam, and you'll see this. They're defining what the chiyuv of kefil is, what the chiyuv dal vehei is, and it's a very, very key to the whole idea of how a ganav pays, why a ganav pays. Okay. This Mitzvah Shembling Netta will get back tomorrow.